the need for a resolution is cannot be overstated. We have felt that this rally needs to be held due to the lack of attention towards this crisis. Out of estimated $2.7 billion that needs to be allocated for humanitarian aid to help alleviate some of the burdens of this crisis, only 5% have been delivered. We firmly believe that action needs to be taken and Sudan needs to be talked about. We are talking about complete communities that are collapsing. People are suffering. People are dying every day. We're talking about people who woke up today who do not know what to eat for lunch or for dinner. We're talking about pregnant women who do not know where to go to deliver their babies. We're talking about dialysis patients, one of which was a dear friend of my father, who doesn't have a center to go to as 83% of healthcare facilities have completely shut down or partly working.
Speaking of the disintegration, basically, of infrastructure in and around the cities like Khartoum, the capital, and other places, what does Khartoum look like these days? Because it's hard to get in there since I understand it's a war zone and journalists have fled too for their safety.
It's completely devastating. People are helpless. We are a very locally active group, like our association. We work very actively on the ground and getting simple supplies like IV solutions or medications to those who need is very difficult and very cumbersome, just given the amount of insecurity and lack of safety to mobilize and to move things around. People have been very catastrophic.
Is your group still there in Khartoum?
Our members or part of our local partners. So we work here in the U.S., but part of our office is in Khartoum. We had to mobilize and move to Madani, Al Jazeera, which had been hit back in December. And unfortunately, now we have to mobilize again and move our hub and kind of centers. We work all around Sudan, mostly about 7 out of the 18 states now. But because it's difficult, just given the logistics of the war, to try to get through and set up a facility or a healthcare center. So part of our local partners and local physicians who are Sudanese physicians, but they're working on behalf of ours. They're on the ground. Yeah.
Tell me why you've organized this march to the White House. You're aiming this at American lawmakers, but it's also aimed at the international community, right?
Absolutely. We think the international community, given its international agencies as well, really needs to take a strong stance and take action against all the violence that's been taken, but also increase funding significantly. I mean, as I said, talking about 5%, that's like, you know, I live here in the U.S. and that's sometimes it's less than the budget of some cities here. We're talking about the localization of aid. You know, groups like ours and others, partners and NGOs that are Sudanese-made and Sudanese-motivated and deeply passionate groups. We have resources and we have people that can work there, but we can't work without the funds to be able to get these supplies, to be able to increase our attention and, you know, our presence to the world, basically.